Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where are your expectations with these franchises right now? Are your expectations for the San Francisco 49ers still the Super Bowl?
Wow.
The answer is yes.
No.
No, yes it is.
No, the rat on the table.
Say yes.
I feel like you're saying put your glasses on. But that was it coming into the season.
And you've changed?
No, diehard, you can't change after 4 weeks. Is it fair, people? Let us know that you changed this early your expectations.
I don't think there are many 49er fans out there who don't still have the Super Bowl as the goal.
No, you're wrong. I think you're really... Everybody thought McCaffrey was going to be there week one. Guess what? I was the only one worried. He has not yet to play a down. And now he's got it in both knees or both legs or what have you, Stoney. So to me, that changes everything. I'm not saying they're not going to win 10 or 11 or 12 games, okay, but I don't think they can win a Super Bowl without the threat of McCaffrey.
Huh. I wouldn't give up on that. I wouldn't rob them of that.
Okay, I got that. Unless you know something about
what?
McCaffrey. Or Greenlaw. Well,
Trent Williams says that he thinks he'll be back the second half of the season.
I'm not mad at Trent for that, but you got other stuff to be worried about, big fella, than playing doctor. But okay, I guess that's good news, right?
I'm just asking Bay Area fans what their expectations are right now and if they've changed for our three teams.
Would you understand it if a Niner fan said, just what I said, I think my expectations have changed. I'm looking at the defense and what's not there.
What isn't there?
Greenlaw's not there.
We knew he wasn't going to be there in January. But, when we talked about the Niners going into the season, we said, this is a Super Bowl team. We knew Greenlaw was going to miss half the season at that point. So,
but the impact can't be ignored.
Yeah, but
then, that's what it's about, impact.
But we knew 6 months ago he wasn't going to play the first half of the season. And nobody thought that was going to be
a hindrance.
What
about Hargrave, who went out with a pec injury?
That's an injury.
Was leading defensive tackles and pressures as much as we are throwing stones at him.
Okay. And the New England Patriots just lost their starting center for the year.
And so you're saying every team is dealing with something?
I'm saying that the 49ers have some injuries right now.
Yeah, a lot.
No, they don't. They don't have a lot of injuries. They have... Their whole offense is intact right now, except for McCaffrey. And they got a pretty good guy filling in for him.
Well, 2 weeks ago, they went into a game without Debo.
But they're
Kittle.
Playing. But they both played last week.
You're right.
Like, they're missing one guy on offense, and they're missing, two guys on defense, Hargrave and Greenlaw? And Greenlaw, I'm just saying, to me, I would not give up on the goal of the Super Bowl if I'm the San Francisco 49ers. I still think there's a chance that they get healthy the second part of the season.
All right.
What about...
Because I feel like attrition is setting in, and that's why I've been so concerned on what I call blown or missed opportunities with the Niners. You never know what the next year holds for you. And right now, they've been dealt a bad hand in regard to who is injured and how long they're injured. And you're right. All that could change. It's still in front of them with 13 games left. But, partner, I'm watching this defense, and I don't feel like it's a playoff defense. Now, that could change. They had a good showing against New England, but that really wasn't a test. But they got the dub. But, Stoney, I'm like, Super Bowl, I don't know. It just feels like things are going against them. And this whole Ayuk thing, which I think it's a thing. I don't know what it is, but it's something. So we'll see, because they're going to play better teams moving forward.
I think if you look around the league, I just don't feel like you'll say, boy, the Niners are more snake bit than other teams. Mm. Not only that, Debo Samuel and Kittle missed a week ago. They both came back and played this past week. They're both likely going to play this upcoming week. So, I don't think injuries are an excuse for the 49ers. And I'm just not thinking right now that I think things are kind of getting better. because they've gotten Kittle back and they've gotten Deebo Samuel back. And Greenlaw, by all intent, might be coming back week 10 or 11. They just
Hufanga
got
comes back, and then he's out again.
Okay.
And again, your point, it sounds like, Istani, it happens, and every team is dealing with it.
How about this one from David in the 615 on the Comcast business text line? Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't this team make the Super Bowl without McCaffrey before he became a Niner?
Yeah.
And, like, I think they can I don't think not having Christian McCaffrey is going to be they can still win a Super Bowl without Christian McCaffrey. It's obviously going to be harder, but I think they can.
And I've been the one to use that from the 650, Stani, that in 2019 they did it without McCaffrey, but you don't miss anything you didn't have. And at that juncture, the team was built different. Some of the same characters still on the team, but man, he's a threat, and he may come back in 5-6 weeks. But if he doesn't, we'll see.
What about your expectations for the Golden State Warriors this year? Because this is what I was thinking. They won 46. It's so hard because you say 46 wins, and the other guy says, "Yeah, no playoffs." And then you say, "Well, 2 years ago they won 44, and they were in six." So it's all about how you view it. But when it comes to the Warriors, Goo, I got a number in mind. I got a number that I think should be their goal, and it's five. Can they get to five? Can they be the fifth best team in the Western Conference?
How many wins would that entail, you think?
Well, I don't know. See, and that's what Steve Kerr was talking about a couple days ago at Media Day. You just don't know. 2 years ago, they won 44, and they were six. Last year, they won 46, and they were 10. I don't know. Maybe they win 48 and they're 10 again.
Yeah, because the West is getting better and Memphis is going to have Ja back and Houston.
Or 48 could get you to six or seven. It's possible.
Can I share with you my answer to that question, Stani, and why I'm fearful about the Warriors? And to their credit, they tried everything under the sun to land a big boy. If that's marketing, if that's Paul George, regardless of what you believe, I believe that team knew, the Warriors that is, they needed an infusion of talent to go along with Steph Curry. But the reality is, Donnie, they tried. It didn't happen. So now I'm up here like, okay, we're going to go with what we have now, but never, I can't believe in recent years have I went into a Warriors season, or we have, and people are talking about the deadline as an opportunity for them to get better. So I'm fearful. And then when I hear Coach Kerr talk about we have openings, I'm like, well, damn, you don't even have that. You know, it's not what it used to be. There's a lot of, you know, unknown to this season. So, Stani, to me, if they got to the playoffs, that would be better than last year, and I would take that.
What are your goals for the three teams right now in the Bay? You got Buster Posey taking over the Giants. To me, it still remains pretty simple, and it's can the Warriors and the Giants get to the postseason in the next year?
Yeah.
And those are both within the realm of possibility. To me, it's still, can the 49ers win a Super Bowl? Can the Warriors make the playoffs? And I'm just going to say a top six so that they don't have to worry about a play-in game. But I think six or five mostly is a goal for the Golden State Warriors. And then the San Francisco Giants, to me, there's no reason they couldn't theoretically get back into the postseason next year. But my question to Bay Area fans is, have your expectations changed with any of these three teams? Have they changed with the Niners because of the start they've gotten off to and the McCaffrey injury? Where are you with the Golden State Warriors? It seems like a lot of fans last year still thought this team was in a championship window. They didn't make the playoffs.
Oh,
you still think they're in a championship window. To me, that's a little far-fetched, but you first got to get to the playoffs, and then you can see how you measure yourself against the other teams.
Real quick here, the Giants already have, you said relevance yesterday, but they already are benefiting from excitement just with the, and you called it PR, with the Posey hire. So those aren't wins in games,
no,
but there's excitement.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.